Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Speaking of college football, did you see the Dabo Swinney story?
I did not. You mentioned it to me and I was like, boy, how did that happen?
It was so germane to everything that I said. So Dabo Swinney, I've told you this before, but I've only kind of said it in passing. Dabo Swinney tried to vote yesterday and couldn't vote because of a name snafu in the state of South Carolina. His name, Dabo's real first name, is William, okay? But the thing is his son's name is William. That's his oldest son. His son had already voted last week, so he had a provisional ballot that he had to fill out. He said, quote, "I was trying to do my best to be a good citizen and go vote. Sometimes doing your best ain't good enough. You have to keep going, though. Keep figuring it out." Boy, he talks like a coach at all times. At all times. Like, waking up in the morning to go to the bathroom. It's just, we got to win the one. We're trying to go 1-0 today. Like, unbelievable. Anyway, he goes, "They done voted me out of the state." "He done shipped me off," he says. "I had this same type of thing, not with voting. I have received my father's medical bills. I have received, my father has received things of mine in the mail. I've received my father's, I think we got a couple of his, he's retired, like, hey, these are your benefits that you need to sign and things like that." And I remember I told my dad when we first were, like when Liz was first pregnant with our first son, like, his name's not going to be Axel and any son, or his name's not, yeah, his name is Axel. His name's not going to be Ken, and no son after is going to be named Ken. It's not going to happen. Because the only thing that separates my father and I is the suffix at the end. That's it. And he was bothered by that. He did not like it. He thought I should name him Ken. I could tell. He said as much, he was bothered by it. And this is the exact thing I'm trying to avoid. It's a pain in the ass. It's a hassle.
I had a friend. It is a famous story within one of my friend circles. By the way, my friend's still celebrating. I'm getting text today.
Good for your friend.
In that circle, he has the same name as his dad. His dad got kicked out of a library for either monopolizing the internet time, or why else would you get kicked out of a library? I don't know. Maybe you'll have to watch a Carl Monday story back in the day. Anyway, his son tried to get into that same situation, ended up showing up on a report. And it wasn't him.
No.
It wasn't him. They're like, we've run a background check and you've had issues before. And he's like, "That's not me. That is not me. That is my dad. He got into it once at a library. It wasn't me." So I don't know why anybody would want to do the junior thing.
No.
I certainly do not. And because I'm always assuming something is going to happen. Just with my name, you Google my name, some ugly stuff's going to come up. It's just for what we do for a living, you know, there are people trashing me around every turn. Why would I want my son to have the exact same name as that? So that was it. That was a deal breaker. My wife was actually wanting, she's like, "Anthony, what? Let's do Anthony Jr. AJ." And of course, I was thinking of Sopranos. I'm like, absolutely not.
That, no.
There's no chance.
No.
But I was not cool with
show
that.
Show would have never, I wouldn't be able to do any sports. I'd be still making fun of you.
I mean, you missed not going Enzo the baby, so.
You really should have went Enzo. My buddy's son's name is Enzo. It's such a great name. He acts like an Enzo. It's great. You missed out. I mean, Mason's fine, but Mason Lima.
You would have ensured that a Lima hosted the Columbus Day Parade over
forever
for the next 100 years.
I could have passed it down.
It would have been great. It would have been perfect. But instead,
and now they'll never be able to change the name of the Columbus Day Parade. It is staying Columbus Day from here on out. Hey, you're not canceling my parade. Elections have consequences, Kenny.
Master General. See, you're a winner either way, huh?
Got to hedge. It's always good to hedge.
Is that not the slipperiest of wizards? I've been looking at your mentions this morning, it is a lot of people strutting and cutting in your face as best they can. And Lima's like, yeah, I get to keep my parade and I get to keep everything.
And, made some investments in crypto over the last week. And that's going to pay major dividends in this administration. Major dividends.
That's beautiful. I almost said Andrew Filippone. That'd have been a real...
No, don't have him back on.
We had a third time. Yeah, sorry about that. No, that was my fault. I've been a motor mouth today. I ended up taking the air out of things. Jonathan Peterlin. Jonathan Peterlin says he ain't going to get fooled again when it comes to Darius Garland.
The idea that all of a sudden he's going to go from being this great player 2 years ago to being a bad player last year to then back reversing course to being a great player or good to great player, whatever that is, I need to see it. I need to see it more. I admit it's in there. I'm not trying to say anything bad about Darius. I admit it's in there, but I don't think we have way more. I think what you're getting at is we have way more history of him being great than we do of him being bad, and so we have to side on the air of great, and I'm just not there.
Okay.
Right? I think it's unreasonable to expect or to want to see it more.
Are you buying into Darius Garland 8 games into the season?
I mean, it's been awesome.
I'm buying in.
He has stuck it to people like me who have questioned the Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland backcourt, who have questioned his size, who have questioned, what it's going to be like after your name is dangled in potential trade rumors. Okay, last season was the year from hell, and Darius in 8 games, he has erased a lot of that conversation already in like record time. I mean, he's shooting 44%, by far the best in his career from three, but it's not they're going in. It's how confidently he is playing the game right now. And this is the best. This is by far. People are like, oh, he's back to his all-star level. No. I remember him when he was an all-star. I don't know if he would have made the all-star game had it been in another city. It was in Cleveland. That was kind of a fun story.
Well, I thought that was more going to be the Jared Allen conversation instead of him. Sorry.
No, he was good that year. He wasn't like this. This is another level. And so this gives you hope that, yes, they can go into a playoff series against a very physical team. Let's say it's the Knicks, right? Knicks have remade their roster. They're going through all sorts of growing pains.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
...with that roster this year. But by the time the playoffs come around, if the Knicks are healthy, they're going to be a brutal team to go up against in the playoffs. If you've got this Darius, who is shooting the ball like this and playing as confidently as this, and then he's had a whole season to do that because Donovan is allowing that and facilitating. Now you got a shot. Now you got a shot to make that real playoff
even
run.
Even if he wouldn't have made the All-Star team if it were in another city, he played at an All-Star level. I have a very high level of hope for him. I think a lot of Darius Garland. And it's been hard to... Like, I've had to fight this with a lot of people. They've been... They went through their build of taking players. And I've made the comparison between them and the Browns and Deshaun Watson and Donovan Mitchell and the three first-round picks so many times over. You know, they got rid of a player who a lot of people liked, was a try-hard player. The Browns did the same thing, regardless of any of that. They went through their build. I think some people got, okay, how are you going to take the next step? Next step, they started to take that. It was clear that Darius was the better player. They moved on from Colin Sexton. It bothered some people, but they brought in Donovan Mitchell. Now Darius had to learn to share again because Donovan Mitchell is a better player than both Colin Sexton and Darius Garland. So there's been a lot of things that he's had to work with. But over the years, see, I've had to fight because I like Darius Garland. I like Evan Mobley. So I've had this argument where it was a cyclical thing. I'd defend Evan Mobley. And then he'd go out and be Evan Mobley, where it was like, meek, passive. He would have a good game here and there, but it was a little bit weird. And there was things, obviously, that he's done well and on a high level for a couple of years now, Lord. But not the unicorn type of conversation. And then people would come after me. And then I'd get defensive, and I would get angry at Evan Mobley for not having even bigger games and taking that next step. I think I did the same thing with Darius Garland. Last year, at the beginning of the year, it was clear with me, you do not move on from Darius Garland. Moving on from Darius Garland doesn't make you better. And by the end of the year, I basically accepted that at some point they're going to move on from Darius Garland. Now again, I'm not so sure. Because I think we're seeing old Darius Garland. Confident Darius. A player that has that confidence to go to the rack and to take that shot. And that wasn't always the way. I mean, when he first started, it was, hey, get to the corner, take your shot. Get to the corner, take your shot. Get out there. Hey, threes, let's go. Take that shot. And it doesn't look as picturesque as some of the other guys taking the threes, but it can be pretty efficient at times. Like, there's been a little bit of an up and downhill battle, obviously, with Darius Garland, other than just the major issues that we've had with him. But I think now, if we can figure out how to get through this season where he's healthy, could I find myself backtracking on the somebody's going to move from the core four?
What?
Well, I would backtrack maybe from the Darius part. Maybe the Jared Allen part would take. And I know he's a fan favorite and everybody loves him, but maybe that would pick up some steam again because I still think you're a move away from NBA Finals Cavaliers.
Well, the same people...
I just don't know where that move is.
The same people who are giving Kobe Altman credit for running it back now, right? The same people who are doing that, if the Cavs get a bad first-round matchup, if it's, let's say...
I'm not going to go that far.
Let's say the New York Knicks. Well, I'm just telling you what's going to happen is if they were to lose that series, then we'll get right back to the same conversations we had last year.
You're right about that.
It really is going to be playoff-based. I mean, I hate that. I hate the thought of that because we are about to embark on what could be an awesome, awesome season for the Cavs. But as we know, people that follow this league, regular season and playoffs are two totally different things. And if it were just about the regular season, what would we say about Joel Embiid? He'd be one of the greatest players in NBA history. Once we get to the playoffs, what do we say about Joel Embiid? James Harden. You know, I bring up Kyrie. Kyrie, how has he been talked about the last 6 years before last year's playoff run? Not good. Not good at all. Why are people talking fondly of Kyrie Irving
again? A lot,
because he played well in the playoffs.
He did, yeah.
And they ended up going to the NBA Finals.
Well, that's something I think Leon Rose knew. That's why they made the move over in New York. Like, you're going to be judged on the playoffs now. It's not the regular season. And that's, I'm glad you said that. That's the exact reason. I am not going to take back anything I said about Kobe Altman before. The goal is supposed to be the Eastern Conference play. Excuse me. The expectation is supposed to be the Eastern Conference playoffs. So I want to see how this thing works out because if we get to the end of the year and you do get that bad matchup against Orlando or Indiana or a team that you should be able to beat and you lose that series, I'm not going to backtrack on anything I've said of Kobe Altman. That's his damn job. I don't. If there was no prudent move to make, I don't want him to just make a move for big men just to make a move for big men or big wings. I didn't want him to do that. So that's fine.
No deals. We went through this. Yeah. No deals truly made sense. Yeah. And nope, by the way, nobody wanted Garland at a max level and how he played last year.
I don't want him to force that.
Where at times he didn't even look like a starting point guard last year.
And I would also say, all right, if they were to end in a round that was premature, okay, who picked these guys and who made the trades previous? Because now you're stuck. If there's no trade to make and this is as good as it gets, now maybe you feel like you're stuck. So I'm not backing down on anything I've said about Kobe Altman during this time. Not a chance. But I'm raising the stakes. I love what Darius Garland is doing. And I think as long as he stays healthy, we can get old Darius back. And that old Darius for an entire year would be very nice and very consistent. But damn it, I'll tell you this. Like, if something were to break again, I think we go right back to that old conversation. I still think it's still early and very flimsy. I like Darius. I'm glad I've been defensive of him, but I am not going to back down from any of the criticism that I've launched against Kobe Altman here over the last few years. That's not going to happen because you still picked him. And if we're stuck, then you still have to find a way to get us out of it. Or we have to have different conversations about Kobe Altman then too. Like, that's where I'm at with him. So it's a great start to the year, Tone. I'm excited about it. But it's still going to have to go to a level of expectation of the Eastern Conference Finals. That's where I'm at on that.
Well, the good news is the Eastern Conference looks in disarray, and it looks like right now, and I know we're only 1/10 of the way through the season or whatever, but it looks like there are two teams that are clearly head and shoulders above the rest, and your team is one of them. How awesome is that?
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.